Scandinavians?
No idea.
Canadians?
No idea.
Okay, white?
You know.
Just go through it.
Yeah, let me see. I guess the only one that really sticks is Cracker. The only that really comes to mind is that's the only term I've heard referred to like wait a minute. Hunky.
Okay, what about
Gilbert
Packerwood?
Yeah.
Okay, how would
that be used? I don't know what how you read redneck is enough. I don't know I don't know how you delineate between them. I really don't.
What would you call maybe a white person who's very, very poor and
poor white. The poor white.
Okay. And blacks.
What about? The same thing. You mean?
Just words in general.
Certainly they've been called niggers, coons. I could use a more tape than you have, about the kinds of negative kinds of aspects that surround that particular group. Things like the shiftlessness, the laziness, the dirtiness, the natural athletic ability. That's no lie. And the oversexed thing, which is obviously a lie. Because there's, I don't know, you can go on and on and on that.
It's almost 3 o'clock.
But you don't have to. There's no time constraint for me.
Okay, because I've got a few more pages to finish up. What would you call the two political parties?
The two major political parties are, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of any names for those other than Democrat and Republican?
No, only, not the duckies and things like that, but I can't think of a label that I associate with either party.
Okay. In the 1960s, a new sort of group of people came out. They all had long hair and went barefoot.
They went to hippies.
Okay. Think the hippies existed then?
Using that same, yes. To answer your question, yes. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a different level of awareness. Every person you saw that might have been barefooted with long hair wasn't necessarily one that was rebelling against anything other than just within himself, if he were rebelling then. We found that a lot of those so-called hippies have had a lot to offer and have made a lot of excellent contributions. So I think the lines, the categories are not quite as hard. Hardly drawn now as they were at the end. But yes, to answer your question, yes, I do think they still exist. In theory, for what I perceived as being the hippie movement meant, they were just sort of shucking off everything that was supposed to have been American at that time, the mom apple pie kind of image. They were just shucking that off. But I think you still have individuals doing that. But it doesn't take long hair. And be going barefooted to do that,
What would you call a non-romantic relationship with men of the same sex?
A non?
Non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex, a friend that you're very close to. What would you call him?
In my particular case, almost without fail, it's a fraternity brother. Mm-hmm. But just a very good friend, I mean, I don't use words such as crony, stuff like that, but if one were to use it, I would know what one were talking about. But my own vocabulary does not include that in terms of my working relationship with people.
Okay, now what about an adult friend? If when you were a child, you might have had an adult friend. Do you have any word for that?